Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, good afternoon. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Bob Getty and Kelly Center. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio. Michael Morgan's producing the show for us today. Dima Mixon on the Southern Miss campus as we await the announcement of Blake Anderson and the introduction, I should say. Blake Anderson as the 24th head football coach at Southern Miss. We'll be going to Dima in just a moment. A little later in the show now, we're going to be carrying Coach Anderson's remarks live. That's why Michael's in the studio producing the show. And we hope to bring that to you live when that conference begins at 1:30. Also be talking to you about basketball a little later in the show. And also, we conclude the year this year at the Midtown Corner Market, our annual fundraiser for Homes of Hope. This year, we're hoping just to raise food and any gift cards that people may want to donate. We'll be talking more about that a little later in the show. But first, let's go out to the campus. That's where Dima Mixon is awaiting the 1:30 press conference to announce the hiring, make it official, of course, of Blake Anderson, who comes to Southern Miss after a 30-year career that includes 6 conference championships, 14 bowl games, and a national championship on the junior college level. Dima, in every regard, Blake Anderson has been a winner throughout his coaching career, and I don't think it came to anybody on this show as a surprise that he will soon be announced as the new head coach.
No surprise at all, and I think you have covered well on the show that we all called this, you know, last year when Anderson was hired, that this was going to be the suitable move. I think 1 year after, you know, surprised a lot of us, but it was very clear that that was the direction that the administration wanted to go in. When Huff decided to leave, he was the clear front runner. You know, there were some, you know, fanboying names out there that people just pipe dreams almost, but Blake Anderson was always the favorite for the job, and today he'll be officially named the head coach of Southern Miss. And if you think about Southern Miss history, you know, when they had a chance to do this, you know, 13, 14 years ago after the 2011 season, they didn't. They hired Ellis Johnson. We saw where Southern Miss has gone since then, and now they're going to have a chance to get it right this time. And I'm really excited to see what Coach Anderson is going to say today. We'll get to talk to Jeremy McClain as well, so that'll be great to get some insight on him on the Huff transition and kind of what did it surprise them, you know, all those things. And, you know, it's a big day for Blake Anderson. This is a job that he's wanted. I mean, this is a big reason why he came back here, knowing that he would had a possibility of getting the job. So it's a big day for Southern Miss, and it is crazy to be here again because, of course, I was just here last year for Coach Huff's introduction press conference. So
we do know that Hugh Freeze reached out to some people here in Hattiesburg to try to get an interview, but I got the impression that really the decision was made pretty early on about Blake. And while I'm sure they must have had some conversations, do you think that Jeremy McClain ever really looked seriously past Blake Anderson?
I think he did. I think there were some interviews with other candidates. I think he did a thorough search. Now, the names of such as a few Hugh Freeze and Ed Orgeron, I mean, those were always kind of pipe dreams because of, you know, they wouldn't have had the funds to pay what Hugh Freeze or Ed Orgeron would have wanted. But if you look at a guy like, you know, a Jerry Mack or something like that from Kennesaw State, some, you know, coaches like that, I do think they were in line for the job. But it just made sense to make this move because, especially considering the transfer portal coming up, and player retention that they're going to have. Getting a guy who was already on the staff is so big for players like Chris Jones, Jamon Tapp, who you're really trying to keep, and you're trying to keep here, not to mention transfer portal-wise. So I think Blake Anderson makes a lot of sense there. Instead of getting a whole new coach in here, having to get all those players to buy into that system as well. So, you know, I think it makes a lot of sense for Blake to be the head coach.
He's probably not getting a lot of sleep at this point, Demon, because not only is he preparing this Eagle team for a bowl game, which is a week from tomorrow in New Orleans, but he's also got to put a staff together. And although we're kind of hearing that there is, we're not getting any names necessarily, but we all are hearing that there is movement as he begins to put a staff together.
Yeah, it's funny because I drove past the Southern Miss practice field on the way to park here at the Trent Lott Center here at Southern Miss campus, and the team is on the field practicing right now. So that means Blake Anderson's like head coaching a practice, you know, 30 minutes before his introductory press conference. So that just kind of gives you a nice little perspective on his life right now. But yeah, as far as the staff, I've heard names as well. I've heard names from my sources saying for his OC in D.C., we are hearing some other names as well, but like we said, we can't confirm anything right now. And today's about Blake, and all of that stuff will, you know, come out in the coming days. But today's about Blake, and you know, getting him in here and hearing what Jeremy McClain has to say, because I mean we haven't heard from him since Huff left. So I mean, it's really going to be interesting to hear from the athletic director and what he has to say. So. You're right, where it's going to be a busy time for him because he's going to need to get all of his staff in here before January 2nd when the portal opens up, at least the key pieces. So you're going to see a lot of movement, I would assume, before Christmas.
You know, the Sun Belt, certainly Coach Anderson's no stranger to it. 7 years at Arkansas State, 51-37, 38-18 in the Sun Belt. So he knows how to win in the Sun Belt Conference. And I have to believe, Dima, that was a big consideration and bringing him back, and then, of course, naming him the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a big consideration. I think also another big consideration, and I said it on the show, was the idea that more than likely this is going to be Blake Anderson's, you know, last 10, 15 years of coaching. And so with that in mind, you would be very shocked to see him get, you know, a huge job, say, next year or the next. So another part of this is that I think they know that Blake Anderson's here for a couple years, because I don't think they can afford another one-and-done coach right now. They needed Charles Huff to come in and kind of restart, reshape the program, and get them back on the right track from the Will Hall era, which he did. Obviously, you would have liked to have gotten a second year from that, but now that you don't, you know you have a guy in Blake Anderson who's not a young coach looking to go upward, right? He's not like Blake Anderson isn't looking to be the next head coach at Memphis. You know, he's in here for the long haul, for at least a couple of years, and I think that's was a really big consideration for Jeremy McClain. And something I will ask him today, I think it's going to be that's some interesting clarification. So yeah, of course that he has experience as a head coach. That's a huge deal, and especially within the league, but also the fact that you know you're going to have some stability with Anderson being your head coach moving forward in the next couple of years.
And your point is well taken about it being Blake Anderson's day, but it would not surprise me, as the staff starts to take shape, that there are a lot of coaches on the staff with Sun Belt experience, if not immediately, from other Sun Belt teams who know this landscape, not just from a league standpoint, but also what it takes to get players to be able to play at this level, and maybe players from other Sun Belt schools, hopefully the cream of those schools' crops. Doesn't that make sense to you, Dima?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a very good argument. You know, again, I think Blake Anderson is well set up for those reasons. I think it's a great hire. I mean, I've seen a lot of, you know, negativity on social media, and I just don't get it.
Imagine.
You know, you can't really say that he's going to be a bad head coach because the offense had three tough games at the end of the season when their starting quarterback couldn't run to his right. So this is a great hire, and I think we should all trust Jeremy McClain here, in my opinion.
Well, one question I don't think has been asked, but I think this is a fair question. Is it fair to say that in his 1 year here, with the number of seniors and the people he brought in, and now he's gone, that Charles Huff left the cupboard a bit bare for Blake Anderson to have to pick up the pieces?
Yeah, I think that's very fair to say. This is going to be a really hard year for Blake Anderson, I think, because you're going to have to. He's going to have to get 20, 25 players in the portal, and basically have to hit on every single one of them.
Right.
So, because you lost your whole offensive line. We've already covered all that. That's number one. But also, you're going to have to, I personally think kind of win the fan base here. We're in this college football now. That's not, it's 3 years down the line. If he's doing well, like they expect to do well next season. Which I think, of course, is unfair, but I think that's not going to fall into Blake Anderson's favor like it did when Huff came here. Everybody was behind him.
So. When you talk about winning over the fan base, though, Dima, it's my argument that if there is a segment of the fan base that Blake Anderson has to win over, it would be the younger alumni.
Sure.
Rather than the older ones who are familiar with Blake Anderson's history, particularly at Southern Miss.
Yeah, no, that's a great argument, and I think you're right. And I do think there's more. There's a lot of young fans who weren't appreciative of this hire, but I still think in the long run it's a really good hire. I think it just makes the most sense than having to go get somebody out and getting a whole new staff and getting, they don't have time for that, right? They got to get this done before January 2nd, and so that's just a big deal to me. I just think that was a big deal to Jeremy, and it just makes a lot of sense. This isn't some, no-name coach either. This is a coach, like Bob said, is one at this level, one in this league. He won back-to-back state conference titles at Arkansas State. So it's a coach that knows how to win, who's already been here, so that covers player retention, and who's a guy who's wanted to be in this position his whole life, and one that you really missed in 2011, and now you have a chance to do it over.
All right, that's Dima Mixon. Thanks, Dima. We'll be carrying Coach Anderson's remarks live at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, basketball and more thoughts about today's hiring.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Really appreciate Southern Bancorp for their sponsorship of our studio, which I'm happy to say they renewed Friday afternoons. We'll be doing a lot more business with our good friends at Southern Bancorp in the year 2026. Opening segment was sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. And this segment by Eagle Tire West. That's where you'll find former baseball star Matt Warren. His staff inviting you to see them for premium Goodyear products, full-service auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West, next to Smith Motor Company. Highway 98 West Hattiesburg, family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service. Big Southern Miss supporters. Again, at the bottom of the hour, we plan to carry the opening remarks of Blake Anderson live on all of our Eagle Hour stations. But while we're waiting on that, I do want to remind you of something very important. That's our Homes of Hope food drive that we'll be conducting Friday afternoon at Corner Market Midtown. This year a little different. What we're really asking you to do is support the food drive year-round that takes place at the Homes of Hope in Corner Markets throughout the Pine Belt. We're going to be talking a lot about that. Hope that you can find it in your heart to bring some canned food down to the Midtown store on Friday afternoon, or a gift card if you'd like for some of the kids out at the Homes of Hope to have a gift card for Christmas. So we'll be talking more about that throughout the week and hope that you will join us. Before we move on to basketball, I'm going to bring this up, Kelly, and I don't want to. First of all, I want to congratulate Blake Anderson, and I think Coach Anderson is going to do a great job. And I've been looking at the social media ever since this announcement, and I hear a lot of, we owe Charles Huff a big debt of thanks. We owe Charles Huff a big debt of thanks. And I guess we do in that he came in and got some wins for the university and seemed to have gotten the football program, we hope, back on the right track. But I'll emphasize again what I said to Dima. He is leaving the cupboard bare for Blake Anderson. 1 year in, 1 year out, 30 seniors on senior day. He brings 20-plus players with him from Marshall, and none of those players are going to be back. So he skips off to Memphis, and he leaves Blake Anderson with a pretty slim roster.
And you could argue maybe that Huff didn't care, that he was here for 1 year no matter what. That, you know, we talked about how he never used the terms next season. But what if the Memphis job had not materialized? Okay, which is why I'm arguing that perhaps you can say that he left the cupboards bare, but there obviously was a plan in place. Because if the Memphis job doesn't materialize, he's stuck with those empty cupboards. Mm-hmm. So they had to have had something in place, because you certainly don't want to go 1 year, you know, two steps forward and then one step back. Mm-hmm. So you would hope that there was certainly a plan in place. And look, they made no bones about it. Jeremy McClain and Charles Huff both said his first, second, and third responsibilities was to win. And win when? Win now. Which, mission accomplished. And, you know, you could also argue, Bob, that that Huff hire perhaps took a little heat off of Jeremy McClain as far as his job maybe was concerned with the football situation the way it was. So everybody got out of the deal what they needed to get out of the deal. And now it's Blake Anderson's job to continue on with whatever plan B was, and to try to, and in this transfer portal, Charles Huff and the staff proved, you don't have to have a bunch of guys necessarily here. It can get done in 1 year.
It also reinforced, too, I think, what we all know about college football now. Loyalty is something you've remembered in the past. That's and I know a lot of people don't think that's important, but boy, those days are long gone.
Well, unfortunately, younger fans today, this is all they've known.
Yeah,
is the environment. They don't have anything really to compare it to. But you notice today the starting quarterback from Nebraska played every game at Nebraska. You'd think that he would thank Nebraska fans by staying. Nope. In the transfer portal today, nope. Dylan Raiola, he's leaving. It's all about what have you done for me lately and how much can you pay me?
Yeah, and then you got the $5 million man at Vanderbilt who just keeps suing and suing and suing to get more eligibility. He doesn't win the Heisman Trophy, and he literally tells the sports writers to go F off. I mean, where are we, Kelly?
Well, Notre Dame as a team
did basically the same thing.
And here's Notre Dame, you know, held in high regard, you know, high esteem, yeah. And they pretty much said, well, since we didn't get in the playoffs, we're not going to go to a bowl game. We're just going to take our marbles and go home.
Yeah.
So everybody's entitled. Everybody is and really, Clark Lee, the coach at Vanderbilt, has really been the only one that has said, look, we had Vanderbilt did not make the playoff, by the way, and he said, we have nobody to blame but ourselves. We had several opportunities to win games that we didn't win, not a lot because they had a great record.
Right.
But he said, we had those opportunities and didn't take advantage of them.
Right.
And he said, so those teams that are whining, look at yourself before you go pointing the finger at anybody else.
But this is what happens when you give kids participation trophies. So they expect to get something.
Right.
Essentially for nothing.
Right, right. Well, I'll just tell you what, guys. I think the young man that won the Heisman Trophy is a breath of fresh air at Indiana. And I'm glad that he won it. And I'm glad the kid from Vanderbilt did not. My word. The only good news about him is if he doesn't get another year of eligibility, which would be what, I don't know, his seventh, maybe?
Eighth, I think.
Eighth. He'll vanish because he's not an NFL quarterback.
Simply because of his age.
Correct.
I mean, you know, Joe Burrow is going to turn 30 if he's not already 30, and people are already talking about, you know, he's on the downhill side. Well, if this guy's 27, you're not going to invest in somebody like that.
Hey, I want to issue our condolences to our good friend Jay Ladner, whose dad passed away over the weekend and will be buried Friday. So, Coach Ladner, we're very sorry to hear about that and pray for you and your family. Men were on the coast this weekend, Kelly. They took on Ole Miss. Really competitive basketball game. The men lost 71-67, but that's a game that could have gone either way. And, gosh, I don't take moral victories from losses, but I get more and more convinced that this team may be able to do some damage in the Sun Belt.
I agree with you, Bob, and they're going to find out early on where they stack up. Now, Louisiana coming in here Thursday night, for the conference opener, that's a 7 o'clock tip at the Greenhouse. Louisiana is already struggling. They are not having a good year. So this is a team that Louisiana, if they don't pick it up, they're going to be finishing toward the bottom. So it'll be interesting to see how the Eagles perform against Louisiana this weekend. So you hear about these close losses to Ole Miss, a close loss to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. They played with Miami for the first half until the wheels came off in the second half. But, and I know this kind of is a backhanded compliment, but the Sun Belt is not going to be strong by all indications. There are just not a lot of teams, maybe other than Arky State, that's playing pretty good basketball right now. But other than that, I think the league is wide open. I mean, North Texas went into South Alley yesterday and beat them. So I think it's wide open for any team to take. And if the Eagles can compete with those upper echelon teams like they have, there's no reason why you wouldn't think they could certainly compete
in the Sun Belt,
if not do pretty well in the Sun Belt.
Women, meanwhile, were at Starkville yesterday. They took it on the chin, 87-64, Mississippi State. Women's basketball, of course, very, very good. 10-1 now on the season. I think the Lady Eagles a little harder to right now kind of put a finger on, Kelly. They've won a number of games, but they've lost by some pretty significant scores to what I guess you would consider stronger teams. I think, is it fair to say the men have played closer against the better competition than the women? Is that fair to say at this point?
It is, but when you look at the women's schedule, I mean, they nationally ranked North Carolina State.
Yeah, they played a tough schedule.
I mean, they have just played. I mean, went over to SMU and played. I mean, they've played a brutal schedule, the women have, and most of them on the road. So I think just as well that I think if the preseason prognosticators got it wrong, they got it wrong with the men. Because I think they picked the Eagles 11th out of 13 teams, where they picked the women 4th or 5th out of the 13 teams. So they always kind of expect it. And again, those are more for entertainment purposes. But they're still interesting numbers to throw out there, that they anticipated the women for Southern Miss to be more competitive in the league than the men. But right now, I think they're going to be equally competitive.
Somebody can reach out and correct me if I'm wrong, but as I'm reading these press releases, am I reading that there's a doubleheader here? Thursday, the men will play at 7:30 against Louisiana, and the women at 5:00 against South Alabama.
I'm not familiar. Well, I'm sure it's right, Bob. If it's a press release,
Southern Miss returns to Reed Green Coliseum to open Sun Belt play on Thursday against Louisiana. That game for 7:30. And
okay,
if you look at the women, the Lady Eagles prepare to open Sun Belt play against South Owl December 18th at 5 at Reed Green Coliseum.
That's Thursday it is.
Well, man, they need to do more of that. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Hey, 2-for-1 ticket-wise helps with your fan base. And, boy, if we didn't already have all these remotes this year, that would be kind of a fun
We've had enough remotes. We've had enough remotes for 1 year.
Kind of hang
we
out.
Got,
a
we got one more Friday, and we're going to take the rest of the year off. How does that sound?
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah. All right. When we come back at the bottom of the hour, how are we doing, Mike?
Well, we're actually getting ready to take the press conference here.
All right. Here we go. Live from the Southern Miss campus on the Super Talk Eagle.
We're waiting for Jeremy to come up to the podium.
All right.
But you can.
Any moment here, and what do you make of this, Kelly? I think Blake Anderson the logical hire, and I'm very optimistic. I think next year, though, I think people need to be a little patient unless he hits a miracle in the portal.
I want to see what the media members have to ask both Jeremy about the hire and Blake, because Blake hasn't been a head coach now for about 4 or 5 years, and the landscape in college football has changed greatly in just that short period of time. Well, now he's the head man in charge of a team that's going to be right in the middle of all this transfer portal and NIL situation. So we'll see if – and Blake Anderson statistically is not a very old man. He's in his mid-50s. But a lot of people would say, can you teach that old dog new tricks, right? By football coaching standards, he's you know, a little bit on the older side rather than some of his contemporaries. But he certainly knows the game really well, dedicated, and with some of the things that have gone on in his personal life, he's really overcome a lot, so he's certainly able to overcome this. But I'll be interested to see what the reporters have to ask him too about staff assembly and just about how he looks at this new this new breath that he has in the game of college football.
Well, hopefully we're going to get that live feed. We're not right. We're not sure exactly right now. We're waiting to catch up with ESPN Plus.
And, yeah, we're connected. We're just waiting for Jeremy to come up to the podium.
Waiting for Jeremy to come on. As we do, I do want to remind you about a couple of our great sponsors, and that's Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of our program. Their sedans and SUVs are all waiting for you at their exclusive showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, and a beautiful facility it is. And Mo Babe and Yay Company, one of Kelly's favorites, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page. What's a topping for December, Kelly?
Peppermint. Peppermint.
Oh, that's good.
Well, for Christmas, you know, like candy canes.
Yeah, I'm betting that's pretty good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
And don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. And throughout the year, thousands and thousands of you have accessed our program that way. And we're very grateful to you for that. You can find us, and you will be able in the new year as well to find us on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexi or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle
Hour. Wasn't there going to be a time when we have like a live TV feed of the show, wasn't
it? I think all of those things are probably now going to happen in 2026.
Okay. All right.
And we're going to have to sit down and go over some fashion information with you.
I was going to say, that's going to be my biggest problem, is actually putting nice clothes on every once in a while. Mm.
Do you have any?
That's what I'm saying. You got to give me some time.
Well, people need to give you some nice clothes with their logo on it.
Not many clothes manufacturers are making quadruple mediums anymore, you know? Yeah, so. Yeah.
What do you think, Michael? What are we hearing from the school?
Looks like John Cox is coming up to the podium right now.
Okay.
Well, everybody ready for a little Golden Eagle football here this afternoon? What do you think? All right. You got me. Are you excited about what we're going to do today? What about that? You ready? All right. Well, let's get started. Thank you very much. We'd like to welcome you to the University of Southern Mississippi. So we have a very special announcement today. I want to thank you folks for being here. I want to welcome all the folks that are watching in on ESPN Plus today. So you're on TV today. We're going to show the whole world about what's going on here at the University of Southern Mississippi. So without any further ado, let's get started today. Let's bring up the president of the University of Southern Mississippi. Give him a nice warm welcome, Dr. Joe Paul. Dr. Paul.
Thank you all for turning out on this chilly day. I'm having a great day. Had a granddaughter born healthy and happy yesterday at 4 o'clock. Introducing an awesome new head coach today at 1:30. Yeah. And then we all get to head down to New Orleans to celebrate some more right before Christmas. So things are good in Golden Eagle Land. I want to welcome you all to campus. And I want to thank you for coming out and showing your support. I want to thank all of you for just showing up for Southern Miss time and time again. Now, my job up here is to introduce the athletic director, to introduce the reason that you are here. But, President, microphone, audience, bear with me a second. I hope that you agree with me that we've got the best athletic director in the country for Southern Miss, a guy that really knows how to get things done. And among our blessings, of course, he helped guide us into the Sun Belt Conference. And do not underestimate how much it means to the conference and to Southern Miss that James Madison is in the college football playoffs. What that says, yes, is it'll raise the profile of the entire conference for one thing, but what it says is that can be us one day soon. But what it's going to take is for each of us, including me, to really step up. And, you know, I know that when they hired Billy Napier at James Madison, they promised $3 or $4 million in revenue sharing with athletes. We're not there yet, but we can get there. And you might think, well, we need a T. Boone Pickens or one large donor. And the truth is that each of us, as we are able, if you want to see that sustained excellence, please consider investing in our athletics program. And I know you have, and I thank you for that. But I'm just saying, as we are able, each of us need to take the next step and the next step, because we've got something really special going on here. So about a year ago, I stood here, well, not here, but right over there, and we set a precedent for Southern Miss. For the first time in our school's history, we hired a sitting FBS Division I head coach with 4 years of winning experience a year ago. And that coach served us well. We went from 111 to 7-5. We got our swagger back. We reinvigorated our fan base, and now we stand here today, and we again are hiring a coach with significant FBS head coaching experience. Instead of 4 years, it's 10 years. And it's 10 years in two conferences, winning two-thirds of conference games, three conference championships, 9 bowl games. So it's a credit to our athletic director. It's a credit to our institutions, credit to our brand. It's a credit to our players. But it's mostly a credit to all of you that this is a destination that experienced head coaches want to come, that can hit the ground running. I do have to say just a couple of things about our coach, not to steal Jeremy's thunder or our coach's thunder, but our new head coach is a man of tremendous character, faith, and heart. And if you know his story, you know that he has walked through valleys of loss and despair and tragedy that few of us have had to walk. And yet through his faith, his resilience, and his perseverance, he has walked through those valleys and emerged an even better man. A man that respects his coaches, a man that respects his players, a man that is driven to exceed at the highest level and to do it in the most professional way possible. So with all of that, again, I cannot tell you, you know, Jeremy McClain has the unenviable task of hearing from me every year in terms of what his goals ought to be. And my mantra is, we must be uncommonly successful in our revenue sports. And that starts with football. And he accepts that challenge year in and year out and is producing those results. So help me to welcome our Director of Athletics, Jeremy McClain.
Thank you, Dr. Paul. I really appreciate those kind words and appreciate all you guys for being here. It's a great day to be a Golden Eagle, and super excited to have the opportunity to make this introduction today. I do have a couple of quick thank yous. Anytime you get into these processes, even when it's a quick process, there's a lot that goes into it. You have to have a ton of support. So first of all, I want to thank Dr. Paul for your continued support, your willingness to kind of jump in here on quick notice and help us throughout this process. Sean Jones, who again is does great work every day, but certainly when it gets into these really tense moments during these searches, he is a great confidant and has done a fantastic job for us. Certainly want to thank Nick Welch again for helping us during this search process. He's been somebody who's kind of jumped in with both feet and has for a long time, but really has helped us tremendously over the last few years. And then I want to help, I want to thank, our search firm, CSA and Drew Turner, for jumping in on short notice as well and helping us through the process and helping us get to the finish line as quickly as we could. So we're here together again, maybe a little quicker than we had anticipated. But the reason we're here together is exactly what Dr. Paul said. We had a fantastic season. And we did what we set out to do, which is get us back on track where we're supposed to be, playing winning football and playing postseason football. And there are a lot of people responsible for that. There are a lot of people in this room responsible for that. If you guys would help me, join me in a round of applause and help me say thank you to our players and our staff members who are here who helped us have a tremendous season. So you guys, they literally sprinted from practice, ran through the shower, and came over here. And so we appreciate you guys being here to support and show your support for Coach Anderson. You know, as last week started to unfold, it became apparent that we may need to begin to put our plan of action in place. You know, and then as things kind of progressed, we got into Sunday, and it became official. We ramped up our efforts and began to have conversations with multiple candidates in this search process. We certainly knew Blake was a candidate for us, but we were very intentional about opening up our process, making sure we conducted a thorough but efficient search. We began visiting with multiple candidates. We also had the chance to sit with Blake for about 3 hours one night, and dig into his plan for Southern Miss football. And it was a very detailed conversation. We left there convicted about something that was important to us. Blake was ready to lead this program today. There would be no learning on the job. We had the chance to hire an experienced and highly successful head coach who had the burning desire to help to continue to elevate our football program. The truth is, Blake Anderson, as Dr. Paul said, is the most accomplished football coach we have ever hired at Southern Miss. 10 years as a head coach in the Sun Belt and the Mountain West. He's been in 9 bowl games. He's won 3 conference championships, played for another conference championship, and he's had one of his teams finish in the top 25 AP poll. For all those reasons and more, I have no doubt that there are great days ahead for Southern Miss football.
I'd like to introduce you to your new head coach, Blake Anderson. Challenge, but I'm excited to be a part of that, to continue what you guys have done. As you guys know, they're going to get everything I got to do the best job that I can. I'm excited about the opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome your next head football coach, Blake Anderson.
Appreciate y'all being here today. This is not me. The chairman and I have a good talk. This is not my environment. I'm going to do the best I can, and I appreciate everybody coming out and making time. I know you got a million things to do, so it means a lot that you're here today. I want to say how grateful, really, I am, not just for the opportunity, but for all the energy and time that everybody creates. Just to take time to be here and create this moment for me and my family means a lot. Obviously, there are a lot of head coaches and a lot of future head coaches that would love to be standing here in front of this podium. This is a very attractive job. It is very well known across the country. There's been some amazing coaches come through here, players. I know just how thankful I should be and how special this opportunity is. And so I'm extremely grateful. Dr. Joe Paul stood on the table for me a year ago when Coach Huff brought me here in the first place. Did not have to. Stood up and said, I would love to have you back home, and it's good to come back. And obviously our first trip here was pretty fun. Love to do that again. But there's a lot of presidents across the country that would not have, and I appreciate that more than you probably know. Jeremy McClain and Sean Jones have hit the ground running from day one, really over a year ago when I showed up with my family and have taken care of us. I wasn't the head coach, but at every turn, I felt like they were treating me like one. Hustle to make my family comfortable, hustle to help us get acclimated back to town, and really just turn over every rock to make it possible for us to get back here and be at home. That doesn't happen everywhere. I've been at other places. It doesn't happen everywhere. Nick Welch, you've already mentioned, his name's come up twice. Well, that's because he's that important. I fell in love with Nick Welch and his family years ago when I was here, great friendship. But to see what he's done over the course of that time when I've been away and to see how he's grown and really just his passion for this place has even grown even more. When I came back, it was clear that he is still knee-deep in what's going on. He's been very, very supportive of me when there were others out there that could have been hired. He made it really clear, you're my guy, and I've got your back, and I want you to be the guy that leads this program. So I don't know if Nick ended up getting to be here or not, but man, I could not be more appreciative of him. Our players, who didn't have to be here today, by the way. I'm not sure y'all got that message, but I appreciate you being here anyway. This is not mandatory, but thank you. You saw the video, just the emotions that came from those guys. That's who I'm here for, to be honest with you, those guys. Those relationships is what keeps me coaching. That's what's got me in this. The relationships on the field, but even more importantly off. The guy that calls you and tells you, hey, she's pregnant, we're having her first one. Hey, I just got a new job. Or the guy that calls you and says, hey, I need help. We got something happening. Coach, can you sit with me? Can you pray with me? That's what those guys are. That's my mission field in my life. And so thank you for your support. Thank you for battling every day all season, in the good and the bad. And thank you for being here today so the room doesn't look empty. Thank you so much. To the fans, this is a very unique place. Having been at places in my career, this is like year season 34, I don't know, something like that. I tried to count them the other day and I lost track. I'm not great with math. That's why they have three-step and five-step drops. We don't go much further than that. We run out of fingers and toes pretty quick. But I have in my career that just don't have this. They just don't. They could announce the guy today and they probably would have been paid to be there. The fact that you're here, the fact that our presence in the stadium and in the community and really across the country, especially in the Southeast, it is unique. It's special. It's what drew me back here a year ago when Coach Huff, and I got to thank him. I'm not standing in front of you. Coach Huff doesn't hire me. I'll be honest with you. The fact that I'm here and got to really spend time with Jeremy and Sean and everybody and create intimate relationships is a big part of why I'm standing in front of you today. And Charlie Huff, he gave me a shot. Didn't know me at all and hired me to come run the offense and honestly let me do that. So I got to say thank you to him, and he did a great job. I know there's mixed emotions about him leaving, but he did a phenomenal job of getting this place back on his feet. He deserves a ton of credit, and without him, I wasn't here and I wouldn't be here today. So I appreciate the fans bought into what we were trying to do, and it got better and better every week, and I appreciate that. Now, we got further to go, and we're going to work on that together, but the outpouring of support from text messages, emails, phone calls in some cases, some of them too late at night, but social media tags and posts, the support has been unbelievable, overwhelming to some degree, and I appreciate our fan base. Now, it has not been unanimous, all right? It has not been unanimous. There are those that would love to see somebody else standing up here, and I get it. It's okay. There's a bunch of great names out there and great coaches, and there were some folks that very loudly wanted other folks, and I get it. Here's what I would say. Number one, I wasn't my wife's first choice. I get it. It's okay. It's okay. And you know what? And she stuck with me just like y'all are. But to those folks that wanted somebody else, I'm going to work just as hard to win them over, all right, as I have everybody else. I'm going to work just as hard for them because eventually I think they'll see how hard we work, how we do things, and realize that we all have the same thing in mind. We want this place to just explode. We want it to be one of the best programs in the country every year, in and out, regardless who's standing up here in front of the podium, and that can happen. So to those fans, hey, you can't have a great fan base without people on both sides of the aisle. It doesn't happen. Right? You're going to have some on your side, some on the other. They'll keep me honest. They'll keep me accountable. So I appreciate them, too. Mostly to my wife, Brittany, and my family. Collins and Ellison are sitting right here, and little man was somewhere. He's probably somewhere out in the hallway. By the way, can y'all help me? You don't have to sing happy birthday, but it's my wife's birthday today, by the way. As you can tell, she's 32, so... I'm just messing with it. I've got two older kids that are in Arkansas, Colton and Callie. They've been through this several times. I don't know if I can explain to you just the sacrifices that your family make for us to do this craziness. My oldest son went to school in 7 different states. I mean, he graduated from Petal High School, and he went to school in 7 different states. My daughter, probably 6. These guys have moved a couple times already, and they didn't know what they were signing up for. My wife, raises them all by herself. The sacrifices they make allow us to do this craziness that we love. And so I could not be more grateful God put somebody in my life that just met me right where I needed it and showed up big and love you and thank you and couldn't do it without you guys. So most of all, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dr. Paul mentioned we've been through a lot. last 6 years have been extremely hard. Lost some of the closest people in my life. And many times along the way, I didn't know if I could get back up. But he put amazing people in my path, including Brittany, who had lost people as well. And he just kept showing up. And he has put us in a position to be here and to have this opportunity and to just continue to move forward and learn how to live with grief. If you've ever dealt with it, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. You can be 50% full of joy and 50% sad at the same time. But you got to keep putting one foot in front of the other. My Lord and Savior has been there every breath, every step, every win, and every loss. And so... I appreciate the opportunity to be who I am. Dr. Paul made it very clear, you be you. And so I'm going to stand on my faith every opportunity I get to, and that's going to upset some people. But they're just going to have to be upset, all right? Because we're going to keep doing things and letting God lead. And I want this to be a program that's built around him and around family. And then, man, I want these guys to have a blast and do a great job, and they will. I'm excited for this opportunity. I'm not just grateful. I'm excited. I wanted it. I fought for it. Immediately, as soon as I knew Charlie was leaving, I called Jeremy and said, I want the job. That's why I'm here. And he said, you're just going to have to wait. You're just going to have to wait. You're just going to have to wait. And he made me wait way longer than I wanted to. And my red hair and my temper got the best of me. And it took me a couple of days to calm down. And then I went over and apologized for being mad at him. But I appreciate also, as excited as I was and as quickly as I wanted to get the ball rolling and as much as I wanted to do, I appreciate that he didn't compromise the integrity of the search. I mean, he did it the right way. I get it. He wanted to be able to show you guys that they did it the right way and that they did look. And I came out in a position to be your guy. And I do agree. I think I'm the right guy for the job right now. There's a ton of great coaches. There's a ton of great coaches that are equally successful and could come in here. But right now, where we're at this moment in time, I think God's got me right here where I'm supposed to be to do exactly what I'm going to do. Take the torch from what Coach did, which is phenomenal to do what we did in this first year under all the circumstances of college ball, and just kind of continue to try to build on that. That's what I'm going to do. What I promise you is we will not waste the opportunity. I do not take for granted standing here. It was not a foregone conclusion. It could have been somebody else. But I'm here, and I will not waste it. And I have no doubt these guys will follow me in that and give you everything that we have to do our very best for you. What is the expectation? The expectation is very, very clear. All right, I've been announced at two other universities during my career along the way, just like this. Very similar programs to this. Same resources, similar conferences, all the above. I told them exactly the same thing day one that I'm going to tell you. The expectation is to compete for and ultimately win championships. End of story. That's it. And we will do everything we can within our power to do just that. Now, the good thing is at both of those places, we did exactly that. We went and won championships at both places, one of them being the only one they've ever won in school history. And we did it very simply. All right, we put a fast, physical, violent football team on the field. We were selfless, tough, and accountable with everything we did. We loved on each other. We held each other accountable. We went to work. And I want you to hold us accountable to that same thing. Now, I heard Dr. Paul say it. We can't do it alone. We need every single one of you to get it done. I mean, this is the arms race of college football. I wish it wasn't. I wish it was the old days, all right, where it was much simpler. It's not. It's very, very difficult. And a lot of these programs are killing it in terms of revenue share. And we're not there yet. We're working on it. And we got some great people stepping up. But maybe that's your job. Wear a logo to work. Put it on your car. Maybe that's all you can do. Maybe it's buying season tickets. Maybe it's buying two more and bringing somebody that's never been to a game. Or maybe it is writing a check and stepping in financially to help support these guys. There is...
All right, we're going to come back to the studio, and as you've heard, Blake Anderson has accepted the job as the new head football coach and talks about coming in, Kelly, to win championships and compete in the Sun Belt. He's proven he can do it, and now we'll just have to wait and see.
One of the things that I took out of it immediately was the intensity and the genuine heart that he said, I am the right guy for this job. And you could tell that he was convicted of that and that he really feels like he is the best job, and that's why he's ready to get best guy for the job, and that's why he's ready to rock and roll.
Well, we're going to see soon. Golden Eagles have to head out. I guess they probably head out later this week for a date in New Orleans. That's next Tuesday night. Is that not correct?
A week from tomorrow. Yeah, yes. 4:30 kickoff, I think.
All right, so we will look forward to that. Hey, I want to thank Michael Burgess for coming in and setting this live take from the campus for us. I want to remind you about our sponsors that we didn't have time to mention, but we never forget. That's DBAT, 4th Street Bar and Grill, Forest Healthcare, MCS Home Center, Mo Bay Beignet Company, and of course, I want to remind everybody about our podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. So, and guys, a new era begins.
And tomorrow, I think Dima will have some more sound bites with us
from from the media.
Yeah, not only from Blake Anderson, but other people that were integral in this decision. I think it was pretty interesting too how Jeremy McClain, Joe Paul, and Blake Anderson all said this was not a foregone conclusion. So maybe our math was just a little off. I don't know, but. Let's just say when he came in last year, they had certainly thought about it at that point. It would just make sense. It just make total sense that they did that.
I think the consensus of opinion was that was one of the reasons that he was brought here. We may never know that to be a fact, but nevertheless, it worked out. So
yeah, and when you had a coach that just got here and was a one and done. One of the things you'd
still hard believe.
Feel comfortable in knowing that Blake probably is not a one and done.
No, I think that's right. All right, that wraps up the show for today. Thank you, as always, for listening. You can hear that introduction again on our podcast here momentarily. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at 1. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.